It's Three Chords and the Truth, a program showcasing the best in alternative, roots, and Americana music. With your hosts, Patty McHugh and Jen Myers. Music, interviews, and musings. Right here on 98.9 FM in Brisbane and around the many nations now called Australia on the National Indigenous Radio Service and the Community Radio Network.
Welcome one and all to yet another week of Three Chords and the Truth, brought to you by brigalowcountry.com.au. My name is Patty McHugh, and as always, I'm joined by my compatriot, Jen Myers. How are you doing, Jen?
I'm doing good, Patty, and I'm glad to be your compatriot here in the studio. It's nice. It's nice to come here and do this with you.
Look, Jen, let's do what we always do, which is stop to acknowledge the Jagera people as the traditional custodians of the land in the west end of Brisbane, where we are recording this show.
We would also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of all the lands where this show is broadcast.
Now, today's show, we're going to be travelling across the Tasman, across the ditch.
Yeah.
To New Zealand.
We're going to go and see some Kiwis. About songs and music and they're making really cool Americana and alt country in New Zealand as well.
That is very true. Look, a few artists have stood out to us, and we thought that we would go and dig a bit deeper and find out some of the artists that people might have already heard, and maybe some undiscovered gems possibly.
I found some undiscovered gems, and through the help of a really good guy named Chris Familton.
Of course.
Yeah, Chris Familton, he knows New Zealand very well.
He's a journalist scene. Who writes a lot in the Americana scene, and he's a very passionate member of the Americana community, and he's from New Zealand, and we've picked his brain. And
He's a man who knows. He's got the Post to Wire blog, and he's totally in the scene. So when you ask somebody who knows what they're on about, you get good answers.
All right, Jen. Well, where are we going to start?
We're going to start with the most famous of the New Zealand Americana guys. This is Marlon Williams.
Yep.
Yeah, this is...
What a voice.
Yeah, what a guy. And he's not bad on the eye either.
I would agree with that.
He's a good-looking young chap. This is one of his earlier tunes. It's called Hello, Miss Lonesome.
Let's spin it.
wanted to stay that way. Far, far away, but you're on my mind. Far, far away, I thought I'd left you behind. Music makes me feel like I'm alive. It can wake me up, it can make me dive. It can dry my face or bring the waters down. Now all I know is I won't be seeing you around. Far, far away, so far away. Far, far away, wanted to stay that way. Far, far away, but you're on my mind. Far, far away, I thought I left you behind.
That last song was Mel Parsons and her tune Far Away. And we're doing everything New Zealand on this show. And Patty, you have chosen a doubleheader.
I have. Mm-hmm. Look, when we decided we'd do a show about New Zealand Americana artists, this was one of the first artists that popped to mind. I actually first heard one of his tracks right here on 98.9 FM, our spiritual home here at
Three
Chords in the Truth.
Yes, yes.
And I remember being really, really impressed with it and looking this guy up and, you know, realizing, oh, God, he's from New Zealand. And I do believe Matt Joe Gow is mm-hmm. the person we're talking about. I do believe he's now relocated to Melbourne and mm-hmm. he plays around Australia a lot more, which is great. But he's so good, I'm going to chuck out a double header.
Nice.
All right, so the first track that we're going to do is Matt Joe Gow singing Flowers in Your Hair, followed by Matt Joe Gow singing Come What May.
Waking up alone across my heart. Now where's the love I can find in the dark? Now there's love. Now there's love. Now there's love. Oh. And when I'm broken down out around the way, give me a love I can take day by day. Now there's love. May find it in the end.
weathered the storm and you're here to stand. Whatever happens at the end of the day, with open arms, honey, come what may.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned to Three Chords and the Truth. My name is Paddy McHugh and I'm here with Jen Myers. And this week on the show, all the tracks you're hearing is all music coming out of New Zealand, which is the theme of our show this week.
Yeah, and some seriously good music coming out of New Zealand.
We're fantastic. Off to a pretty good start. I like where this is going.
There's some corkers in there.
Jen, the next one is a pick of yours, someone who I do believe you met, and that's how it came onto your radar.
Yeah, this lovely gal, her name's Ginny Mitchell. I believe she comes from Dunedin, which is South Island, very south on the South Island.
Mm-hmm.
I met her at the Dag Sheep Station last Tamworth and saw her play a few songs and was really very impressed. And she's very young.
Right, okay.
I can't say exactly how old she is, but she's a young gal.
Jen, you know how before I was saying there's this one artist I wanted to listen to but I couldn't remember her name. This is her.
Ginny Mitchell.
This is it. This is the one I couldn't name because I'm an idiot. But anyway, go on.
You're
sorry.
You're not an idiot.
Yes, I really like her. She's great.
I really like her. I thought she was really good songwriter and smart, very smart songwriting. And what a lovely gal too. Like really, really lovely and down to earth and lovely to chat with. So I'm going to play her new single.
I'm excited.
This is Let Me Be by Ginny Mitchell.
He was like a hurricane. You can't undo what he's done. But you feel like summer rain falling under the sun. And I know you feel it too. Yes, I know we do.
Jen Myers, we'd like to take a moment to speak about our sponsor.
Well, Paddy McHugh, our sponsor is brigalowcountry.com.au. They're an Australian-owned Western wear brand stocking everything from shirts, hats, belts and accessories to country furniture and home decor.
And Jen, what is really cool about brigalowcountry.com is that they offer free shipping Australia-wide on all their purchases, and a 30-day money-back guarantee if you're not satisfied.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, look, and we wanted to start, you mentioned the shirts before. We were lucky enough today to try on a couple of their shirts.
We did. We tried on a couple of shirts. I think you looked very handsome in yours, Patty.
Thank you. My dark blue medium.
Yeah.
I reckon I could pull off a small. What do you reckon?
Oh, well, you're working on it. You're working on that small.
Working hard. Not getting very far.
I thought you looked good in it. And we also tried on a few hats. And
yes.
We found out that we have the exact same head size.
I know. Two giant brains.
I'm sure everybody already knew that about us.
But look, what I did like about the shirts, in all honesty, is that they're really good. I wear cowboy shirts all the time. Mm-hmm. I've worn heaps of different brands. It's good quality fabric. They fit nice. They look good. They feel good. And I can't wait to get my hands on a few more of them.
The ladies' shirts are pretty cool too. They've got some diamond pearl snaps on them.
Ooh, yeah. Flashy. Yeah.
BrigoloCountry.com.au, proud supporters of Australian country music and
Three Chords and the Truth. All right, Jen, back to the music. Next up is New Zealand artist Skyscraper Stan with his song Doll Cues and Dunhill Blues.
He spoke of a life spent living with fast women in the slow lane. Doll Cues, Dunhill Blues, visitation rights every Sunday. Oh, what a state, 28 days straight, drinking bottom shelf bourbon in the can lukewarm. He was pissing in the wind with a skin full and catatonic on the front floor. Oh, this is my moment, and this is my time you're living in.
Time you're living in.
Living in.
Living in.
Oh, living in.
Living in.
Living in. Too long, counting odds out wrong. He was cash-strapped at the dog track. A pinch cut, he was destitute. But for the pipe and the baggie in his backpack. Somebody said there was a place up ahead where the store clerk slept on the job all night. He was shaking like a leaf in the wind whim. They crashed in through the skylight. Living in.
Living in.
You're living in.
Living in.
Living in. Now heart racing, he made haste, but the first taste is never free. His eyes cast wide to find that easy money. Clean homes, kids set kitchens, kids grown fat from white bread living. Concrete lined suburban gold mines, built to fit all the shit on the television. This is my moment. Living in.
Living in.
You're living in.
Living in.
Living in. Well, they found him in a couple of hours. He was sat alone at the bar. He said he did what he did for the kids as they folded him into the car. The cuffed hands on the witness stand. The whole thing looked like the movies. No remorse, the papers reported. All he said to the jury was, this is my moment. And this is my time you're living in.
You're tuned to Three Chords and the Truth, a weekly hoedown showcasing the best in Americana music with your hosts, Patty McHugh and Jen Myers.
That's right. You are listening to Three Chords and the Truth, brought to you by our wonderful sponsor, BrigoloCountry.com.au.
Now, Jen, this week's show, we're playing all New Zealand Americana artists.
Mm-hmm.
Americana artists. Sorry, stumbling there.
That's all right.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Have you ever played New Zealand? I know you've traveled there and gone fishing with your husband, but have you ever done any gigs there?
I have not done a single gig in New Zealand, and I really want to.
Mm.
I reckon because it's obviously it's a really beautiful country, but it's also very accessible you know, go and rent a van and get out there and do it. So I reckon the next fishing trip over might be a dual fishing trip, fly fishing trip slash hiking slash play some shows.
That sounds fun. I'm coming. Ash, I'll be there, mate.
All right. We can get a big, bigger van. We'll just get a bigger van. It's cool. I want to see you and waders fly fishing.
I reckon I'd enjoy it.
I reckon we could knock that up.
Cool. All right. That's a promise. All right. Where are we going to go? Let's keep the music rolling.
Let's go down to Will Wood. Do you know Will Wood?
Oh, yeah, yes.
I like Will. I played a gig with Will Wood.
Yes. Look, Will's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, I really like him. How about we play Sick of It All?
Yes, great. I love this guy. I love these songs. And, of course, he's from New Zealand. Yeah.
He's from New Zealand. Oh, and he also has that champion Mando player, Dave Kahn.
Yes, who now plays with Marlon Williams.
Yeah, Dave Kahn is a champion of a Mando player and fiddle player.
And guitar player. He's really good on guitar too. I saw him play at Woodford with Marlon Williams and he shredded on guitar. I was like, is there anything this man cannot do?
Yeah, he's in the upper echelon of musicians in Australia and New Zealand for sure.
And he has swagger. All right, mm-hmm. Enough of this. Well, I think this has got Dave playing on it.
Yeah, it does.
So this is Will Wood with Dave Kahn.
Yeah.
And remind me of the song name again, Jen.
Sick of It All.
That's it.
Beneath the haze, it was so. would call the days as they were known. And in the guilt that I have found, you know the one that sticks around. So sure that I would go, that I'd already sunk the boat. My winter coat, I cut the sleeves off all I know. I was so sure that I would feel the mark of guilt, the pain of you. And I was happy on I would call the days as they were known. And in the guilt that I found, you know the one that sticks around. I was so sure that he would stay and would love.
You are with Jen Mice and Paddy McHugh on Three Chords and the Truth, and we're doing everything New Zealand. Jen, that last track was really beautiful. Who was that?
That was Nadia Reid with her tune Call the Days as They Were Known. Yeah.
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 Wow.
Yeah. I think she's a pretty outstanding songwriter.
I am going to dive heartily into her catalog.
Nadia Reid.
Jen, next up I would like to play you a tune.
Yes.
By a Kiwi band called King Cannons, now defunct, that I really dig. They were very cool, used to rock around in the days gone by. Mm-hmm. And this track is called Every Man's Tale.
Nice.
Tales are told. Falling down through the generations, they're coming down like dominoes of times, wild and gray, and people looking for a better place for their family. The flags were rising, cultures torn open. Proud men stood their ground as the ships kept rolling in. The ones to confront it were made to suffer, bleeding for the land that gave them life. Power and we have light. We got everything that we need here, and we're all living free here. We pay the man and fly his flag, like the ones that came before us, believing what we're told. People still divided, molds left unbroken. The blind lead the ones that don't want to know. The truth is left unspoken. The ones who confront it are made to suffer for cheating the land that gave them life. This is every man's tale, a burden on every man's soul, carved from each and every corner of the world. Our story unfolds as history is told.
Jen Myers, it has come to your favourite part of the show.
I still love it.
It's mine too, I'll be honest.
I like saying hello to people on different places in the world.
Yeah, it is nice. Shout out time.
Shout out time.
Now, this time, Jen, because we're doing this New Zealand show, we are going to shout out all the way across the Tasman Sea to the good folk of Dunedin.
Yes, where Jenny Mitchell is from.
Yes.
Yes. Hi, Dunedin. Coming to you via the National Indigenous Radio Service and the Community Radio Network.
And podcast.
Ooh, yes, yes. If you are or you know someone who would like to hear our New Zealand show and they don't listen here in Australia, they can go and find all of the podcasts of our previous shows. This is show 57.
Jeez, I'm feeling old, Jen.
Yeah, well, we've got 57 shows. Quality, high quality programming.
That you can access anytime.
At 989fm.com.au.
That's it. You got it.
Okay, good.
Next up is another New Zealand artist. This is the Miltones with their song Firing Way.
Hey there, Patty McHugh. We're just going to take a minute to talk about our sponsor, BrigoloCountry.com.au.
That is right. Brigolo Country are an Australian-owned Western wear brand stocking everything from shirts, hats, belts, and accessories to country furniture and home decor.
Brigolo Country are offering free shipping Australia-wide and a 30-day money-back guarantee to Three Chords listeners.
That's right. And look, it gets even sweeter, Jen. If you are listening to this show via podcast or wherever you might be listening and you are looking for a discount on some sweet Western wear or accessories, you can go to brigolocountry.com.au and if you enter the code 98.9FM at checkout, you'll score 15% off your purchase.
15% off, that's a winner.
That's nothing to sneeze at. Look, Brigolo Country, they are proud sponsors of Australian country music and us here at Three Chords and the Truth. And now back to the music.
Well, I'm sitting right here on the east coast of the South Island of New Zealand. Looked out my window and I thought, well, maybe I'd found heaven. Well, the wind, it was just right and the sun, it was sitting high. And then I got a phone call, friends. Well, it just about made me cry. I said, hey, you're in one of them American bands. Have I got a show for you? I said, nah, we ain't American, but well, what would you like us to do? He said, oh, well, this is the big time. Well, at least big time for you. We're having a hoedown with cowboy hats, boots, western shirts. I said, you got any six shooters too? He didn't get it. Well, I told him, yeah, we got a banjo and one of them big old bull fiddles too. But we don't sing no cowboy songs. Well, it just ain't what we do. And I don't have any spurs nor one big old cowboy hat. Besides, all my heroes killed cowboys, Reb Fountain said there. I said, I'm just a humble folk singer, and my only goal in life is to tell a couple of stories, hopefully one or two you'll like. He said, yeah, I get it, you're an artist, well, you don't have to tell me so. The show will pay real good, maybe a couple of zeros. I said, yee-haw, here we go. I said, yee-haw, here we go. Well, a man has got to make a living in any way he can, especially when he spends his life looking out the window of a van. But it made me a little guilty, and that was the only way to feel. I said, it's 20 bucks a song, bro, 50 if it's wagon wheel. Well, I guess nobody's interested in the stories lost in the Southern Alps. And I guess nobody cares about the metaphors locked in our local river mouths. Well, I'm just lonely out here, man, I'm just doing what I do. Yeah, I've been known to sing American songs, but some British ones too. And Australian, Irish, but mostly ones written here, about next door, down the road, around the way. It's only what I know, late great Joe Strummer told me to. When he talks, you better listen. Well, he liked Elvis and Hank Williams, and I could not but agree. And I love the late night skinhead, man, Wednesday night down at the 1D. Well, it's Tuesday gone and free, bird, but that ain't all that I'm hearing. It's Barry Saunders, Upper Hot Posse, Lyndon Puffin, the Mighty Herbs. Shit, put the records on flow. Yee-haw, here we go. I say yee-haw, here we go. But here I am singing a talking blues. Well, Woody Guthrie told me that, but he also said the rapping ain't as important. It's more about where you're at. Well, I want to tell you about the earthquake, the National Party, the dismantling of the state housing system, how pretty the snow looks falling in Arthur's Pass, the late night lights on the water in Littleton, all the things I learned crisscrossing the state highways and byways in New Zealand. I have no time for Nashville, Tennessee. I've been there, stayed at the King's Inn, played on the street outside inside Robert's. Place is a shithole. It's the music business, baby, with a capital business. You know, what do I know? Yee-haw, here we go. I'll say yee-haw, here we go.
But I would like to take the time to apologize to Ghana Wayne, the Canterbury Kid, a Plainsman, the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. Man, I love their shit. Well, the heroes one and all, and the Kiwis too. Well, man, it's confusing. What would you do? Well, at least it ain't no watered down reggae music. Here, Peter Tosh is coming, coming to kick your ass. Bill Monroe's coming, coming to kick mine too. Yee-haw, whoop-de-doo. I said, yee-haw, whoop-de-doo. I said, yee-haw, whoop-de-doo.
You're on Three Chords in the Truth. That was New Zealand band The Eastern with their song, and Jen, I hope I get it right. You ready?
Talking Americana, Cowboy Yeehaw Blues.
Bam.
Yeah, baby.
What a track. That's
yeah.
Very cool.
Brave and awesome.
I feel like I didn't know much about, you know, Americana music and, you know, roots music from New Zealand, but after listening to that song, I feel like I get it now.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're taking a talking blues Woody Guthrie style thing and then making New Zealand, you know, telling us about what you know in New Zealand. I think that's pretty relevant.
It's very, very cool too.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Next up, we are going to play another New Zealand artist.
Mm-hmm.
This is Delaney Davison with the track
I'm Only on Fire, and he's joined with Marlon Williams.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Love ain't kind. She ain't the loving kind. And I'm left hanging in the back of her mind. It's alright, I'm fine. I'm only on fire. My love ain't blind to the mother guise. She goes stepping, she leaves me behind. It's alright, I'm fine. I'm only on fire. She's playing with fire and it's a dangerous game.
Well, Jen Mice, that brings us to the end of yet another episode of Three Chords and the Truth. It was fun.
It was fun. Episode 57, the New Zealand show.
Yeah, look, I'm not surprised, but I'm, you know, amazed at the depth of quality of music coming out of New Zealand.
Yeah, and there's things we couldn't include in the show. There's more music to be found.
I'm looking at your list and it's extensive. So I think we're going to have to come back and revisit this one.
I think so too. I want to say a big thanks to Chris Familton from Post to Wire for giving us a little insight into some New Zealand artists we might not have already been across that helped us to share those artists with our listeners tonight. So that was really
absolutely was good. Especially reminding us of The Eastern, who are just an amazing band.
Yeah, I was
come totally to Australia into a bit, and if you want to go see them, I'm sure they'll be here again soon.
Yeah, I was totally into that. We want to remind people to go check us out on the social media pages.
Yes.
Find us on Facebook or Instagram, and please follow us and like and share and all that kind of stuff. Tell your friends about the show.
Yep, we love to hear from you. What are we going out on, Jen?
Well, we're going to go out on a Tammy Nielsen song. And
oh, yes, that's right, yes.
I know that you are a fan and a label mate, and you've done a bit of touring with Tammy.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, Tammy is fantastic. She's a wonderful person. She's from Canada, but she's now living in New Zealand. She's been there a while, raising her family there, so I'm sure she's a native now.
Yeah, I would claim her if I were a New Zealander for sure.
And she rocks. And this is her track, Holy Moses.
And Holy Moses is She Got Something to Say. Woo!
Catch you next week.
Bye.
In my eyes to the skies above, but I don't find nothing, don't feel nothing but alone. No time to cry when the babies keep feeding, days by and by with nothing new in between them. My soul is wearing thin. Time stretches on, a fool's marathon. Ever since the day you died, have mercy on me.